We're slaves to past memories. We're slaves to future fears. We're slaves to the opinions of society, on and on and on. But when Jesus Christ, you open your heart to him and say, I give you not 98% of my heart, 100% of my heart, God, it's yours. And I ask you to heal it. Then you'll say, like David said in the Bible, Psalm 119, I run in the path of your commands, for you have set my heart free.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called Shaped to Make a Difference. In these teachings, Pastor Rick uses the acrostic SHAPE, your spiritual gifts, heart, abilities, personality, and experiences, to talk about the way God wired you and why you need not just to know your SHAPE, but use it to do the things God made you to do. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get the DVD and workbook study kit for this life-changing series. This extremely popular video version of our series, Shaped to Make a Difference, is a great way to be a blessing to your family, friends, or small group. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called Following Your Heart.
Now, the fifth heart stopper is rejection. Rejection hurts. Some of you, when you were growing up, had people say things like this to you, either out on the playground or maybe even a parent or a relative. You're not worth anything. You're never going to amount to much. You'll never, and on and on and on. And you know what? You believed them. Because they were an adult and you were a kid and you thought all adults are right. They were wrong. They lied to you. You need to stop building your life on what critics said to you and start building your life on what God says about you. And you need to stop living for the approval of other people. Listen, some of you think that if I just can be perfect, then I will have everybody's approval and they'll all love me. No, they won't. Even if you were perfect. Jesus was perfect and they killed him. They put him on a cross. I hate to tell you this, but some of those people you've been trying to get their approval for years, you're not going to get it. In all likelihood, you're never going to get it. It's not your problem, it's their problem. But here's the even better news. You don't need it. You don't need it. You don't have to have their approval to be happy. But you do have to get rid of the heart stoppers of disappointment and fear and guilt and bitterness and rejection. We're going to talk about how to do that in a minute. On the back of your outline, the Bible says this in Colossians chapter 3. God says, whatever you do, I don't care if it's in the garbage or the garage or the garden or it's in an office or it's in a school or wherever. He says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. Whatever you do, he says, anything you do in life, you better do it with all your heart. With your passion, with your interests, with your vitality. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and our series called Shaped to Make a Difference. The second half of today's message is coming up.
Have you ever asked the question, what does God want me to do with my life? Of course you have, and you are not alone. In the Shaped to Make a Difference 6-session DVD study kit created by Pastor Rick Warren and taught by Pastor Eric Reese, you'll see how the acrostic S-H-A-P-E, which stands for Spiritual Gifts, Heart, Abilities, Personality, and Experiences, reveals how God wired you and why you need to not just know your shape, but use it to do the things God made you to do. Whether you're a younger person or you're in your later years, it's never too soon or too late to discover what God has shaped you to do. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you your very own copy of the 6-session Shaped to Make a Difference DVD and Workbook Study Kit. Availability of this life-changing resource, perfect for solo or small group study, is limited. So contact us right now. You can call 800-600-5004 or you can visit PastorRick.com to get your copy. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
Now, how do I work at it with all my heart when my heart hurts? You do five things. Number one, open it. You need to open your heart to Jesus. Open it up as wide as it needs to be to Jesus Christ, the one who gave you that heart. First, you open it up to him. That's the start. Nobody can change your heart like Jesus Christ. I don't care what heartache you've been through, what habit you're dealing with, what hang-up you can't let go of, nobody can deal with your heart the way Jesus can. Now, God gave you a heart, and he placed in you some passions, some desires, some dreams. Those came from God, some ambitions. God put those in your heart, hardwired it into you to make you you. But, this is very important, unless they are under his control, they will be misused, they will be abused, they will be misapplied, they will be misdirected, and they will be wasted in your life. God did not give you your heart and interests and passions for your own benefit just to go, well, I'm going to do whatever I want to do. Forget you, God. And some of you say, well, Rick, to be honest with you, I don't think I'm really passionate about anything right now. Well, you know what that means, don't you? It means you are disconnected from God at this moment. You cannot be connected to God and be dispassionate. When you are plugged into God, it's like plugging into 220 voltage. You get passionate. In fact, the closer you get to God, the more passionate you become. And the further away from God you get, the more dispassionate you become. God is a passionate God. The only reason you have emotions is you're made in his image. God is emotional. God gets jealous when he sees you ignoring him for something else. God has love. God has feelings that can be hurt, yes. The only reason you have emotions is God gave them to you because he is an emotional God. And when you spend time with God on a daily basis and you get with him regularly and you get plugged in, you can't help but being passionate. And you start to have the heart that God does for other people and the world. And you start to feel the things that God feels and feel the way he does. Listen, who you hang out with really does make a difference. You hang out with God, you're going to be passionate. You're going to be passionate about life. And the closer you get to God, the more energy, the more vitality, the more passion you have in life. And the further away you get him, the more bored and apathetic you become with life. You got to open your heart to Jesus. Now notice what he says here, Revelation 3. Jesus says, I am standing and knocking at your door. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we'll eat together. We'll party together. We'll have fun together. We'll fellowship together. We'll build a relationship. I don't want a religion. God says, I want a relationship with you. Jesus Christ has been standing at the door of your life knocking for a long time. But he's a gentleman. He's not going to bust the door down. You got to open it up. And if you want your heart healed, you must first open it to him. Open your heart to Jesus Christ. Now, after you've opened it, what's the second thing you do? Let him heal it. Let God heal your heart. Now, everybody here has had their heart broken in some way, from some point, maybe by disappointment, maybe by fear, maybe by shame or guilt, maybe by hurt or rejection or ridicule. And I would say to you, as your friend, I'm sorry. I really am. And I care about the hurt that you have gone through as your pastor. I care about it. I do. Because God cares about it. And he's hurt with you. And what was God doing when you were weeping? He was weeping too. In fact, it is in your pain that God is closest to you, whether you realize it or not. Notice what the Bible says. Psalm 34. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. How does he do that? How does he save us? He saves us by giving us a heart transplant. He says, you know, this heart you've had, it's been beat up, it's been wounded. I'll give you a new one. He specializes in heart transplants. And he says, you know, that heart that's been guilty, I'll give you a heart that's forgiven. That heart that's been resentful, I'll give you a heart that's full of peace. That heart that's anxious, I'll give you a heart that's confident. That heart that's lonely, I'll give you a heart full of love. That heart that has been bitter and angry, I'll give you a heart that is forgiving and loving and generous and kind. And he says, let me do a little heart transplant in you. And he says, I will set you free. Why do we need freedom? Because we're all enslaved. We're slaves to the expectations of other people. What would they think? We're slaves to past memories. We're slaves to future fears. We're slaves to current pressure. We're slaves to the opinions of society, on and on and on. But when Jesus Christ, you open your heart to him and say, I give you not 98% of my heart, 100% of my heart, God, it's yours. And I ask you to heal it. Then you'll say, like David said in the Bible, Psalm 119, I run in the path of your commands. In other words, he's saying, I'm doing what you want me to do, God. I do what you say it, I do it. I run in the path of your commands, for you have set my heart free. The Bible says that God wants you to listen to your heart. Romans 12:3, be honest in your estimate of yourselves. What is my heart saying to me? You ask these questions that I wrote there on your outline. What do I love to do? What do I dream of doing? What fascinates me? In other words, I could talk about it or think about it or study it. I don't get bored. It just doesn't bore me. I'm fascinated by this. Where have I been most effective in my life? These are the questions you want to ask yourself in listening to your heart. You know, last week, we baptized an 80-year-old woman out here after the service. We baptized after every service. She wanted to be a small group host. That's pretty cool, an 80-year-old small group host. And she said, you know, I just wish I'd learned years ago that we serve God out of our design, not out of duty. I wish everybody could learn that truth. That's what the Shape series is all about. We serve God out of our design, the way he wired us, shaped us. Our gifts, our heart, our abilities, personality, experiences. We save God out of our design. We serve him that way, not out of duty. I don't serve God out of duty, never have. I'm not forced to do this. I do it because I love God, because he designed me, because when I do what he wired me to do, I'm good at it, and it feels good, and it brings glory to him. That's the way to live. The Bible says this up on the screen, make a careful exploration of who you are and the work you've been given. In other words, what he put you on earth to do. Then sink yourself into that, but don't compare yourself with others. Why? Because they're shaped differently. Number four, open your heart, let God heal your heart, listen to your heart. Number four, look at my options. Find out all you can about what might interest you. And you don't just go out there and say, well, I think I love to do this, and you just go jump into the pool. No, you think about it, you study it, you do your due diligence. The Bible says in Proverbs 19, verse 2, desire, that's your heart, your ambitions, your goals, your love, desire without knowledge is not good. In other words, educated enthusiasm, uneducated enthusiasm. Desire without knowledge is not good, and to be over hasty is to sin and miss the mark. He's saying don't bet the farm without checking it out first. Don't be reckless. Don't be irresponsible. Don't be careless. Do your due diligence before diving in. Just because you love to do it doesn't mean that you're gifted to do it. We talked about that before. Or some of these other areas. You have the experience. You need to check it out first. In other words, let's say you say, well, I love Mexican food, so I'm going to go start a Mexican restaurant. Any former restaurant owners want to give a testimony? That's very tough work. You know, it's like saying, well, I love donuts. I think I'll go start a donut shop. Two words, Krispy Kreme. 95% of all business startups fail within 5 years. That's a U.S. labor statistic. Why? Because they have desire without knowledge. By the way, let me just give you a little advice. A lot of the things that you think you'd love to do for the rest of your life, if you did them, you'd be bored within a month. And a lot of things sound like, well, I'd really like to go out and jump out and do that. I, in 1979, had God had put in my heart a love, a desire, a passion to start a church and to build a church that would be a model of what church is really meant to be and to build a healthy, large model for our nation. Well, what did I do? I didn't just go off and do it. First, I read everything I could. I read every book in print on church, 72 books that I could find. 72 books. Read them in 79. I wrote to the personally to the 100 largest churches in the United States and asked a series of questions. I actually wrote a letter to every pastor of the churches that were already existing in the Saddleback Valley, asked them a series of questions. I went and studied other churches. I put myself under mentors. I listened. I learned. I studied the areas of Seattle and San Francisco and San Diego and Orange County and all this so that when I came here to start it in January of 1980, I didn't just have a desire. I knew what I was doing. I didn't have any money, no members, no building, no support, but I knew what I was doing. And so you start by looking at all the options. So how do you start going after your heart? Well, I would say first talk to people who are already successful in what you'd like to do. Just go find somebody who's already successful in something you think, I've got a heart for this, and talk to them. By the way, when you meet people who have the same heart as you, have you noticed you like them instantly? Because they got the same interest you do. And you sit down, you talk with them, and you go, wow, you like that too? And there's this heart-to-heart connection. Read widely, study, maybe take a trip, go find some, take a course. If you're young enough, maybe you can be an intern somewhere. I would bounce your ideas off your small group. That's one of the reasons we have small groups. The Bible says we need the wisdom of other people. And one of the problems today is people make decisions in a vacuum and don't even think about inviting other people into their life. Go to your small group, and when we're talking about shape, you know, I'm thinking about this. I've always wanted to do this. I've always had a love for this. And what do you think about it? Do you have any advice? Would you pray for me? Do you know anybody to put me in contact? Do you know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody that you could put me in contact with? Use your small group. The Bible says that as believers, we are to encourage each other in our lives. Look at the next verse. You should meet together and encourage each other. That's the value of a small group. And then experiment. That's the biggest thing of all. Just volunteer. Get involved in something. Okay, number five, last thing. If you're going to follow your heart, launch out in faith. Launch out in faith. You expect God to bless what you're doing. Why wouldn't God bless you if you're doing what he created you to do? If he put it in your heart to do it, and you go do it, obviously he's going to bless it. But I want to tell you this. Look up here. There's going to be a fear factor if you start following your heart. I guarantee it. Because there are people in your life who don't want you to follow your heart. They want you to, it scares them. And there will be people who will not want you to follow your heart. And so you have, there's going to be a fear factor. It's like on a trapeze. You swing out on one bar, and before you can grab the other, you got to let go of this one. And you swing out a little over air, and then you grab that one. And from the time you let go of this bar and grab this one, there's a split second where you're hanging in the air 300 feet up in total faith. And nothing's holding you up except God. I have been doing this my entire life. Swinging out, letting go one and grabbing onto the other. I'm swinging out and letting go one, grabbing. I've been doing it my entire life. You don't know God's all you need till God's all you've got. There will be a test of your faith. It will be a test. If you're going to follow your heart, there will be some barrier or opposition to test your faith. But let me say this. God has given you the most amazing promise. Next to the last verse. Psalm 37, delight yourself in the Lord. What does that mean? It means put God first. It means saying, God, you're number one. I want to do what you want me to do. Not what I want to do, not what my parents wanted me to do. I want to do what you wanted me to do with your life. Delight yourself in the Lord. You're number one. And he will give you, here's the promise, read it with me, the desires of your heart. Wow, what a promise. Delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, when you start living your heart, you start following your heart, let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to stop worrying about status And you're going to start enjoying significance. Status won't even be important to you anymore, because you've got significance, which is far more important than status. And when you start living following your heart, you're going to stop competing for position. Am I climbing the ladder? And you're going to start enjoying more pleasure, because you're being what God made you to be. And when you start living and following your heart, you're going to stop obsessing over money, which isn't really that important. And you're going to start obtaining meaning. Meaning trumps money every day of the week. And you'll come to the point in your life where you realize that purpose trumps prosperity every day of the week. Purpose trumps prosperity every day of the week. It's always more fulfilling to have something to live for than to have a whole lot to live on. And I could give you a million examples of that. And when you be what God made you to be, stress goes down and satisfaction goes up. And you'll be able to say, like David said, you know, I don't really care about all those people who've got all those things, all those possessions and prosperity, just because I've got joy. Last verse, he says, "You, Lord, have given me greater joy than those who have abundant harvests of grain and wine." In other words, the fat cats. Let's bow our heads. Which of these heart stoppers have been stopping you from following your heart? Disappointment, fear or guilt, resentment, hurt, ridicule. Jesus Christ wants to unclog your heart today. In John 10:10, he said, "I came to give you real life. Life in all its fullness, a life better than you ever dreamed of." Would you pray this prayer? Dear Jesus Christ, I open up my heart 100% to you today. You made it. You know what's in it. You know all about it. And I open it to you. You've been knocking at the door. And today I invite you to come into my heart. I ask you, dear God, to heal my heart, where it's been bruised and broken, batted around. Would you heal the scars of disappointment and fear and guilt and rejection and bitterness? I'm asking you to give me a new heart today. In your name I pray. Amen.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and our series called Shaped to Make a Difference. If you'd like an audio copy of today's message or the entire series, including portions we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. There's also a ton of great resources, so visit PastorRick.com today. Have you ever asked the question, "What does God want me to do with my life?" Of course you have, and you're not alone. In the Shape to Make a Difference 6-session DVD study kit, created by Pastor Rick Warren and taught by Pastor Eric Reese, you'll see that the acrostic SHAPE, which stands for spiritual gifts, heart, abilities, personality, and experiences, reveals how God wired you and why you need to not just know your shape, but use it to do the things God made you to do. Whether you're a younger person or you're in your later years, it's never too soon or too late to discover what God has shaped you to do. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you your very own copy of the Shaped to Make a Difference 6-session DVD and workbook study kit. Availability of this life-changing resource, perfect for solo or small group study, is limited. So contact us right now. Here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
When you're faced with unpleasant people, you know the best thing to do? Just love them. Don't try to fix them, okay? Don't try to fix them. Just love them. And let God do the work of changing their heart. If you're not God, trust Him to change them. And then watch for how He helps you grow spiritually in the meantime. Thanks for listening today. And join me again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.